You're listening to the audio production of The Making of a Man, Audio Bible Studies, by Tim Brown, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, The Making of a Man includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
How do you make a man? You could say I've been trying to answer that question my entire life. Every boy dreams about growing up to be his vision of a man. Maybe he's a leader or a hero. He might be an astronaut, a cowboy, a soldier, a firefighter, or yes, a football player. When I was a boy, I imagined myself standing in a pulpit delivering a stirring message as a preacher. That's not every boy's idea of a man, but it was mine. But what is true manhood? How do we as men live a life of integrity in a way that brings honor to God? How do we avoid the pitfalls of temptation and really lead our families? How do we get there? And how do we know when we've arrived? The need for an answer to this question has never been greater. In America today, we've got 10 million moms who are trying to raise their kids by themselves. We have teenage boys who think being a man is getting a tattoo or driving a truck with oversized wheels. We have wives and girlfriends frustrated with trying to figure out their men. We have single gals without a clue of what they should be looking for in a man. We got millions of guys who, after years of searching, are still trying to understand what it takes to be a man. My answer to this question started forming during my childhood growing up in Dallas. I added pieces to the puzzle during the stadium stops of my football career at Notre Dame and with the Los Angeles Raiders. The picture grew clearer when I finally made a total commitment to God and my faith. Now, as a father, I'm guiding my sons as they ask the same question. I can't say that I have it all figured out or that I haven't made mistakes in my life. Yet the blessings I've been given, especially in my family, my football career, and my faith, have given me unique insights to the male perspective. What I've learned is that becoming a man is about a lot more than talking tough, trying to look cool, or scoring touchdowns. The answer has many layers. During the 6 sessions in this study, I'm going to share some stories from my life about the highs and lows of being a member of the Brown family. I'm going to relate some of the events from my days as a Heisman Trophy winner and a football player in the NFL. But more than that, I'm going to show you the biblical principles I have learned about how men must use their talents, overcome temptation, be accountable, forgive others, and have their priorities in order, and ultimately lead a godly legacy for those who follow. So let's get into it and start to answer this question of what it takes to make a man. Sunday, September the 4th, 1988, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Nearly 40,000 screaming fans in the seats, thousands more watching on television. Blue sky and 82 degrees. It was a perfect afternoon for watching the San Diego Chargers take on the Raiders in the season opener. Perfect for everyone except me. It was my first game in the NFL, and to say I was nervous would be an understatement. Up to this point, I didn't really know if I would make it in the NFL as a wide receiver. I had 39 catches for 846 yards during my last year at Notre Dame, but I knew I still had a lot of work to do. It was my punt and kickoff return ability that made the difference in me becoming the first wide receiver to win the Heisman and getting the attention of the NFL teams. I could honestly say I was confident in my return abilities. But now, as I stepped onto the field for the first time during the second quarter, that self-assurance was melting away in the afternoon sunshine. The Chargers had just made a field goal to bring the score to 7-3, And before I knew it, the coaches were sending me in to return the
sample complete. Ready to continue?